Turning Point Recovery Society. And for those of you who have long roots in this church, yes, indeed, Marnie is the sister of a former member here, Jeff Plant.
Good morning, everybody. What a great honor to be here. I was here when the church was first opened, and it's amazing to see the work that you've done in community in Richmond over the years. Turning Point are tremendous recipients. It's lovely also to see the quilts. Many of our clients have had the wonderful gift of the quilts in our recovery homes, and they take them home, and they take them home with a lot of sense of meaning and a great deal of feeling loved by people in the community. So congratulations. With your help, Turning Point is now able to offer in Richmond a very full continuum of services. So we meet people before they come into primary care in terms of wanting to stop using drugs and alcohol. And then we have a primary program for men and for women where we give them the tools to stop using drugs and alcohol. And we now have a second stage program, which is fully residential at this fantastic building stories where Pathways and Coast Mental Health and TICFA, Family Services and Success all came together to build a house together, to build the building together. So Gilmore Park United gave us the funding to make our units all fully furnished, which makes a really huge difference to the people that came through our selection criteria to go to Story. So thank you very much. They are still enjoying the furniture and they're really doing well. The final piece that we want to show you is you have a dinner here, a community dinner at the church, which sadly I understand is it's so oversubscribed, there have to be more than one sitting. But many of the people who do come to Turning Point for subsequent residential treatment and ongoing programs and services start by coming to the community dinner here because it's a friendly, welcoming place where connection starts. And our outreach workers are well known to many of the people who come to your dinner. So that is an absolutely huge outreach piece of work that's done by Gilmore Park United that we really thank you for. In the primary residences, either the men's or the women's, because we have such a high volume of people going through the facilities, it's probably in Richmond, it's 10 at a time, and we probably cycle that through, you know, at least four times a year. There's a lot of wear and tear on things like the bedding and the things in the kitchen and some of the equipment that it takes to run the house. So your donations to us have helped to make it possible for us to keep things refurbished and keep things in good repair. And then this incredible building, Brenda, my sister, who's the executive director, and I were at an award ceremony last night. Dave will be glad to hear. We did win, Vanmar, the builder of the building, won an award for this building, the Ovation Award. It's very innovative to have community partners build something without a private developer. And, you know, in Richmond, it's a very special place to do this work because there's this feeling of the community works together. And it's a very collegial and a very productive kind of thing. And you just feel like one another has one another's back. And Gilmore Park United is a really huge part of that for Turning Point. So we are very grateful just for that moral support. And many of you will be now very faithful attendees at the Stories Cafe, which is in the ground floor of the building on Anderson side. And when you leave here this afternoon, the lunch is going to be catered by our young chef, Jamie McFarlane. And we thank Gilmore Park United for supporting our catering endeavors. We're growing gradually. And again, it's community partners that are supporting us in the growth of the catering service. The next undertaking will be a barbecue, so we'll let you all know about that, and you can come visit the cafe and look forward to seeing you there. That's it. I think I'm back at the beginning again, so thank you very much, and really thank you for all your support.